We wouldn't be able to keep this archive going without your support. Donate online today at wyxr.org.
Hey, and welcome to the Idol Hour. Let's let that Mighty Souls brass band keep right on playing, you know? And you are in tune to WYXR 91.7 FM in Memphis, Tennessee. Or WYXR.org/donate on the World Wide Web, where we stream it live. And you can catch it in its, its archived digitality, digitalness, digit. Can you digit? Hey, I got to talk to Dan Penn on this radio station a week ago, and I'm going to start this set with some Dan Penn songs. I guess we're starting it that way. See where we go. This is Robert Gordon. You're in tune to the Idol Hour. Thank you, Elizabeth Kwan, for another great episode of From the Source. At the Root, Ain't It True? Mighty Souls Brass Band from Memphis, Tennessee.
Need your sweet inspiration. was so as I carried my load. For I had a dream about a rainbow road. Then one day a stranger came along. He heard me play and sang my song. He bought me fine clothes and paid the money I owed.
Persuaded to give. girl.
Of Natchez and Vicksburg looms Memphis. Metropolis of the Mid-South and city of murder, necrolatry, and blues. In the air, like crows, circling in menacing descent.
Bayous and creeks and crossroads.
sacrifice spread outward across the earth like seed catching the wind off the side of a boxcar or drifting on the black wave of a river barge or floating skyward on the winding smoke of burning mansions.
Welcome to the Idle Hour. And that was a nice little Memphis set. Continuing with Mario Monteroso in the background from his first solo CD. Let's start at the beginning and get to the end. We heard, came in and that Lucky Seven brass band was playing. Man, had to let that play. That's from, I beg your pardon, Mighty Souls Brass Band. Hey, what a city. It's not New Orleans, and we've got multiple great brass bands to choose from. Mighty Souls Brass Band from their EP called Prophets. LP called Prophets. You can tell I've caught up on this. People Over Prophets is what we heard. It was great. Thanks, Elizabeth K. Wine, for that lead-in. Followed that with the Sweet Inspirations doing Sweet Inspiration. That was to remind you that you can go to our website and hear archived versions of our shows for 4 weeks after each show is up. So if you want to catch my... I had a blast interviewing Dan Penn, I just got to say. So if you want to catch that, you can go over to WYXR.org and search for Finders Keepers. I sat in on Amanda Dent's Friday afternoon show, 4 to 6. Thanks, Amanda. And chatted with Dan Penn for about an hour and a quarter, and lots of laughs. It was a blast. Thanks, WYXR, and for making that happen. And that was brought to us by Bar DKDC, where they were putting Dan on. They made it happen. Thank you all for working with us, Bar DKDC and Cooper Young, bringing in great talent. Hey, Mighty Souls play there too. Check them out. Okay, moving on. We heard more Dan Penn. We heard Dan himself doing Rainbow Road, later a hit for Arthur Alexander, regional hit, now a legendary hit. Followed by Dan's song, Dan and Spooner Oldham's song, Almost Persuaded, done by Linda Carr. Don't have a year on that offhand, from Bell Records in the 60s. I do love that song. I think I've heard some good country music versions of that too. Almost Persuaded by Linda Carr, written by Dan Penn and Spooner Oldham. Went into Alex Chilton, Big Star, after that with I'm in Love with a Girl. And nice little love song there from their Radio City LP, their second one. And Alex worked with Dan Penn. Dan Penn produced Alex singing the letter. And then Alex conjured Tav Falco, and that's who we heard next, Tav Falco with the Mario Monteroso band from the Mario's new CD, Take It Away, Midnight in Memphis, and right now we're hearing Without You. Hey, 320. On a summer day in Memphis, but, you know, it ain't like summer was. Feels good out there, in parts of the day, anyway. I got more local music coming up. Isn't it great to call the Raining Sound local music? This is going to be from their latest, and hopefully not last. Hopefully there'll be more releases of some kind. Archival. Put it out, Mr. G. Greg's got a show on Monday nights. You can catch him on WYXR. We're going to hear On and On. Let's turn this up.
Well, they might as Don't stop now. Let your hair down, baby. We ain't going to heaven no how. I'm ready to burn, baby. Right here and now. Oh, I dig those crazy clothes. Let me feel those fishnet holes. Cut low at the top and high at the bottom. In fact, I don't see how we ever did without them. Ooh-wee. You know it's getting good to me now.
me just to be alive. Underneath the sky I flew on this new morning. New morning. On this new morning with you.
Been carting around that Bob Dylan record trying to figure out when I was ever going to play it. So let's start at the beginning and figure out how we work toward it, surprisingly. Great. Out of the bag. We started that set off with Alex Hilton from his return EP after his decade sitting out or so. Feudalist Hearts, recorded at Ardent. Great New Orleans photo. Alex living in New Orleans. We heard T99U and Tip On In. A couple Slim Harpo songs, I believe. Who does Tip On In? Is that Slim Harpo? I'm not 100% on that. You know, I'm the Amma Jamal guy. Mario Monteroso in the background there. Thank you for sitting in today, guys. Great set at the Lafayette's with Tav Falco, Mario opening, and then the band backing Tav, Italian band. Great, great set. Thank you, guys. Tav on tour. Catch him in your hometown. From Alex Chilton, we heard, Julian Baker. I was trying to go to that. It got all mixed up in there, but I figured out how to play Julian Baker's Sprained Ankle, which led me to Big Star Third, the Lou Reed song, Velvet Underground song. What was that? Hey! Get your head on. Femme Fatale. Big Star Third. Lots of Alex Chilton in that set. And I think that took it out to Bob Dylan. Title track from his New Morning LP, we heard New Morning. And it is 18 and a half minutes till the top of the hour here at WYXR. You got Zach Ives coming up next with Box of Records. Don't know who he's got on this week. So lots of guests coming through, keeping you bouncing through the garage and into the 6 o'clock hour and on into the evening with DJ Jay Bizzle. Stick around. I do have something queued up. Okay. Man, a lot of this has been Memphis, so we're just going to keep it going on the Memphis thing till the bag plays out. No, going to change it whenever I want. But this is the Flat Duo Jets, recorded in Memphis, released in 1991. This is from their record called Go Go Harlem Baby. We're going to hear the great song, you sung it to your child, or it was sung to you, Froggy Went A-Courtin', produced by Jim Dickinson over there. That would have been the Sounds Unreal studio then, and now it is Arts, Music and Arts studio. Go Go Harlem Baby, LP from the Flat Duo Jets, produced by Jim Dickinson here in Memphis, Tennessee. We'll be right back.
you call me Bobby? One more time, you used to call me B. Oh, oh, B, B, Y, B. Oh, oh, B, B, Y, Bobby.
You call me Bobby. Ah, it just sounds so good. Ah, you don't know how much I miss you, baby.
Yeah. The usher led his mama on to the commissary counter. Was too late to bed, baby, was too late.
Hey, now, that killer version of Lazarus that we just heard was on the Amy Levere DVD, Deed of Love. Amy Levere, Paul Taylor, and on vocals and guitar, Steve Selvidge. Killer version. I always came up knowing that song by Steve's dad, Sid Selvidge. And I got to say, Steve and Amy Levere and Paul Taylor do a mighty fine version of it, and that is on Amy's EP Deed of Love. And before that, I think we had Bobby Blue Bland from his great, 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 great record, Two Steps from the Blues. Big Dan Penn influence. Golly, I have it signed by Bobby. I forgot that. Dan Penn was big into this record, and I brought it to the session. We didn't get to it, but while I had it in the bag, we heard Little Boy Blue. You used to call me Bobby. Help me now. And we're going to take it on out of here. Let's see. Oh, I had something before that. Let me see. I keep meaning to do this. Let me do this. Here. Spaces, please. Thank you. Great Voice of Memphis Radio here. You can support it at wyxr.org/donate, where all the shows are archived for 4 weeks. Catch my Dan Penn interview. I already told you about that. Hey, we're going to get on out of here with some Dewey Phillips. I know I played another track in there, and I can't for the life of me find the CD. Oh, yeah, that's right. We did that Go Go Harlem Baby, which I announced. Okay. Froggy Went a Courtin'. Flat Duo Jets. Great stuff. Recorded right here in Memphis, Tennessee, just like what we're going to go out on today. Dewey Phillips, disc jockey on WHBQ Radio in the 1950s. He's famous, so he's known for being the first disc jockey who played Elvis Presley on the radio. But what do you really, I mean, that and the reason that's significant is because Elvis listened to Dewey and heard the styles blended so with such joy and glee in Dewey's disc jockeying, and he's been a big influence on me. I'm proud to be dark in his shadow, trying my best, and you'll dig Dewey too. So we're gonna let Dewey take us on out and into the top of the next hour, and let's see what happens. Mario Monteroso in the background from his new CD called Take It Away, in stores now, and I'm sure you can find it online.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid. Fool about it, but I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna tear it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna go, man.
Is anybody out there?
What's wrong with this pee-picking thing? Something wrong with it. My mic keeps going off here, Ray. Something wrong with my mic. Anybody out there on the bar? Duck. Oh, yes, sir. Good people, so daddy on duty. Gonna break the hottest cotton picket plane in the country. Red, hot, and blue, coming to WHQ, Memphis, Tennessee. Yes, I wrote my... Oh, yes, sir. You better believe it. Old Bird Wayne on Saturday night. We got one of the cutting loads here with a short, fat fanny last week.
Monster Market returns. Memphis's original freaky pop-up shop will be open October 11th through the 16th at the Medicine Factory with a brand new collection of strange art, apparel, and home decor. One-of-a-kind oddities sourced exclusively from makers and artists and unique in-store events every day at Monster Market 2024 this October. More information at memphismonstermarket.com.
Mempho Music Festival returns to the Radiance Amphitheater at Memphis Botanic Garden October 4th through 6th. This year's fest features the excitement of Jack White, Trey Anastasio and Classic Tab, Cody Jinks, Goose, and many more. Ticket packages, lineup information, FAQs, and more at memphofest.com.